Members of the Kildare Camogie team have said they've been withdrawn from the All-Ireland Intermediate Championship by the county board against their wishes. The players have been in dispute with the board over access to showers and changing rooms after training, and a disagreement over allowing players to compete in the Kildare Club Leagues. They say they were informed by WhatsApp that they would not be competing in the All-Ireland and that this has caused the squad great distress. Former Galway Camogie player and All-Star Aisling Connolly has been giving her reaction to our report. Adele McAllister.
How disappointing for those players who train just as hard as any senior team or any men's team. I've never seen it before. I've never heard of anything like this before. And the fact that they were then told, communicated this decision via WhatsApp message in their player group is so disrespectful and so not right on so many levels.
Aisling Connolly, let's talk now to our GA correspondent, Marty Morrissey. It seems extraordinary, Marty, that the team pulled out of their All-Ireland Championship because of this row.
As Aisling said there just a moment ago, it is surprising. I haven't heard it before, but I think this has been brewing for a number of weeks now. And my understanding is that there's a lot of anger and a lot of frustration with the within the Kildare Camogie team with what has happened. Very briefly, they wanted to play in their internal leagues, in the club leagues, which is kind of quite normal. Two rounds of the league, of the Camogie League, had been played when the clubs were informed by the Camogie board by email that this was a non-intercounty competition. In other words, it was for club players only, which was apparently new, although I think from what I can gather, again, the Kildare Camogie Board, we said that this was a decision made a couple of seasons ago, but over the last number of seasons, it hasn't been implemented. There were meetings held. Joe Quaid, is a former Limerick star, is the Kildare manager. He was happy, from what I gather, for them to play in the league, and they had played two rounds of the league with this notification to play. So there was a lack of communication there by not telling the intercounty players themselves. There's only 21 of them in the Kildare panel. Mm-hmm. So the players then decided that they would withdraw from the intercounty squad so that they could play in the league. Otherwise, they would have no games, competitive matches, which is very important this time of the year. So they decided to withdraw from the panel on that basis so that they could play in the league. But meetings have taken place between the players and the county board so that they could play in the league under certain criteria. You mentioned, Brian, in your introduction, they have various complaints. They didn't have access to showers and changing rooms. There were other criteria that they wanted. They had no physio, no strength and conditioning, and certainly no liaison officer as well. They're calling on the clubs of Kildare to have their voices heard and support them so that they could be allowed back into the All-Ireland Championship. And they were informed that that Kildare was withdrawing from the All-Ireland Camogie Championship last Friday evening by WhatsApp. So there just seems to be a serious communication problem within the county itself.
And briefly, Marty, any efforts at this stage to resolve this, to mediate?
As of now, no. I don't think there's been any communication between the players and the Kildare Camogie Board as of yet. But they're, from what I can gather, again, that they're very happy to sit around the table and work this out. They're very determined. They want to represent Kildare. This is all they want to do. They want to get as good at the game of Camogie as they can. They also acknowledge, from conversations with me, that the Kildare Camogie Board do a lot of good work as well. So it's basically for everybody to sit around the table and sort this out, and sort it out quickly.
Perhaps they will. Marty, thank you for that. Marty Morrissey, our GA correspondent.